Yes.
It was only in June when Tongat and the surrounding areas, sea tides, Dasanika, even some parts of Westbrook, were devastated by that tornado. And you'll remember that because we were quite agile within days, being able to hold a WhatsApp-a-thon, which was a first for us as well. It's like a telethon, but it's only through WhatsApps. And with you and us, we were able to raise 1.6 million rand for the victims of that tornado.
Yeah, and while we were there in Tongaat, we met a gentleman named Vivian Gowden, and he somehow managed to speak to us just hours. It was heartbreaking. Yeah. And just hours after he lost his wife in the tornado, he spoke to us.
The whole house is gutted, cars are damaged. My wife lost her life in the tornado.
Yeah, you have a child here as well?
Yeah, he's 7 years. Yeah, the four of us were in my lounge at the time. My son wanted to go out to catch some hail. I took him out, I brought him back in, and I stood at the sliding door at my lounge entrance. I could look at my son's trampoline. It was vibrating at a rate that a normal wind would not make that motion. I told my wife, this trampoline is going to fly and hit your car. And as I mentioned that, there was a cloud of brown that came across the house. Mm. And I could see the whole of Newtown shacks in the air.
Oh, wow.
And then my son screamed. And when my son screamed, I ran to the back and I covered, because when I turned, I saw the ceiling collapse. So I just covered him with my body as a shield. And I promise you, in 1 minute, everything stopped. The whole house was completely wrecked. I told him to stand there, and I shouted for my wife. She wasn't responding. So I went looking through the kitchen, the dining room, and in the lounge, and I couldn't find her. And I just stepped out and I found her lying there. You know, being a nurse, I checked for the pulse immediately, and I didn't find any pulse. I couldn't resuscitate her because you couldn't maintain an airway because of her jaw was completely broken in 3 pieces, and her whole face was disfigured. So we just removed the debris from her.
Yeah.
There was no wall as such that fell on her, but the bricks were flying, and I think it hit her in such a way that she fell and probably had a head injury.
And he joins us now in studio. Good morning, Vivian.
Morning, Vivian.
Good morning.
Morning, Vivian. I mean, I'm sure you would have heard on your way here or in the foyer, it is Coast Radio, that we're listening back to some of the what's happened or what's transpired in the last couple of months. I mean, listening back to your own voice months after the tragedy, how are you feeling right now? How has everything been?
Well, all the flashbacks are coming back. So, you know, emotionally, it's a bit hectic now.
Yeah.
You know, Vivian, nothing can compare to the trauma that you and your son went through. Tell me, in what small way have you guys been able to put just little pieces of your life back together after the tornado? How is your journey towards a semblance of a normal life going?
It's very different, I must confess.
Mm.
Every day is different. We take our time to find our new normal because a major part of our lives is not there anymore. Looking from where we were in June to where we are, it's been a tremendous change and with lots of support from our community, our prayer group, members of our prayer group and our families. So with all their love and support, I guess we back on track, but you know, obviously feeling the absence of my wife, and you know, it's different. It's very, very different.
Mm. Now, Vivian, I know, of course, it's so tragic, and your circumstances are different from when we met you in June, and your house was obviously extremely, completely annihilated by the tornado. I believe you have sorted out your insurance, and you have moved into another home with your son as well, which is great. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, the Sandfields home is still as is. Nothing has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, insurance paid me, but I had a bond because we just purchased the house 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they paid me the bond and whatever. I mean, they paid off the bond and they paid me the balance.
Yeah.
So whatever was paid to me was not sufficient to fix that house. So my mom-in-law has a flat, so we moved to her flat, where we are now. So yeah, life. I mean, that's where we were previous to buying this house. So there's also a lot of memories in that place. Also,
yeah.
Yeah. And Vivienne, of course, those memories, they will live with you forever. And there's only so much we can do. We can't turn back time, unfortunately, and fill that gap that your wife has now left. But I will tell you from the big favor, and thank you so much to PT Alarms. We would like to give you an amount of 30,000 Rand today to buy anything that you might still need for the house or yourself or whatever it is that you might need. So 30,000 Rand for you from the big favor and PT Alarms.
Well, you know, I think there's someone much more deserving than me.
Okay.
And for me, at this moment, I can manage, you know. I'm employed and I have somebody in mind that, because oh, wow. was also affected, you know, okay, and lost her spouse in the tornado, but a couple of days later. So I think she's now the breadwinner. He was the breadwinner. So she's her name is Shan.
Okay.
So you want to pay this forward?
Forward to Shan.
I think she deserves it.
Oh,
sure.
Oh,
I think
she needs it.
That's beautiful.
Oh my word! that is amazing. That is so kind of you.
Darren, Sky, and Carmen on East Coast Radio.
Good morning, Shan.
Good morning.
So, Shan, I'm sure you've heard Vivienne asked us to give you a call and he would like to pay it forward to you. But I know that you were, of course, heavily impacted by the tornado. Can you just give us an update on how things have been for you?
Well, I'm managing with whatever people sponsored and whatever donations and all the people gave towards me. I'm managing with all that money is there for my children.
And Vivienne, I'm going to let you do this. What would you like to say to Shan?
Hi, Shan.
Hi.
I know it's challenging for losing a spouse and, you know, it can never be normal again. I just hope that this donation helps you to sort your life out and try to get back to normal, you know. With the girls, I know it's not having two kids. I have one. I can understand how challenging life can be at times. So I hope you get back to somewhat normal.
Yeah. Shan,
Thank you so much.
I don't know if you heard, but the big favor with PT Alarms and now Vivienne are giving you an amount of 30,000 Rand to help you out.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Is it?
That's amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
Thank you.
And Shan, what do you want to say to Vivienne?
I thank him so much for every time that someone calls him to sponsor anything. He always asks them to call me, or he calls me and he tells me about it. So I like to thank him very much.
So Shan, I can hear that that you're slightly overwhelmed. Yeah, just give us an idea of how the rest of the people in your community are getting on with their lives since the tornado.
There's some houses that are still being renovated and some houses are completed. People are still coming through helping little, but some people are not coming. So where they can manage, they're managing with their own money.
Yeah. And obviously where people can help, just like Vivienne is helping you, he's just giving you 30,000 Rand. It's nice to be in a community where you have these kind of people, eh?
Yes.
No, it's beautiful. Shan, there you go. That's you. Vivienne, we had a sneaking suspicion you were going to be like this. We have spoken to the people in your community, and they've told us about you.
Yeah.
They've said to you that many, many, many times in your community, you have been a person who looks after other people first. You keep putting other people first. And so we wanted to make sure that you got something that is 100% for you, and for your boy, and for your family, that is something that you can't pay forward, that you're just going to actually treat yourself. So we have a Woodford chauffeur, because Woodford takes care of all of our VIPs. We have a Woodford chauffeur waiting downstairs right now to take you and your family to the airport, where you and your family are going to jump on a plane and fly to Cape Town.
But you're not just going to get to Cape Town and just, you know, stand at the airport.
That's not how we roll.
Once you land there, you'll be picked up by another amazing Whitford chauffeur. They really are amazing. And you'll be taken to the Garden Court Victoria Junction. So we have to shout out, though, first Sam and Ronel at Southern Sun Durban. Shout out. They have done this for you. They've managed to arrange accommodation with daily breakfast and dinner. So you've got ACOM and accommodation.
Yeah. Vivian, just quickly before I continue with what's planned for you, correct me if I'm wrong here, but today would have been you and your wife's anniversary.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, guys, the timing of this is, I think is even more special and perfect. Yeah. So just to add to going to the airports, flying to Cape Town and picked up by Whitford chauffeur at then you take him to Garden Court Vic Junction. The team at Vic Junction also have included a full day Peninsula tour for the family valued at 4,500 rand. And then Woodford Group, of course, shout out to them, the East Coast Radio's trusted partner. They've provided a personal, you're gonna have a driver the entire wherever, short, left, right, straight, whatever you need. They will be taking you anywhere you want to go in Cape Town.
That's amazing. Also, you'll be having lunch at the very fancy 12 Apostles Hotel and Spa. And you're going to be also going to Robben Island for a tour, which is going to be amazing. And, of course, the aquarium and Table Mountain with lunch. Because what's Cape Town without all that stuff included, right?
And all of those things. You're going to need some spending money. We're throwing in 6,000 Rand cash, spending money for you and your family as well. And there you go. We'll bring you back on Friday evening. And we hope that brand new memories, family memories, can be created on your Cape Town trip. Memories that are the new memories for the new life.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I have a friend now. Vren, where's Vren?
Vren?
Come here.
Oh, he's really shy.
Oh, he's really shy. You're going to Cape Town, buddy? It's amazing.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for paying it forward like that as well. And to all the people in Tongaat as well, when that are witnessing other people around you that are having a hard time, thank you so much for doing all that you do. We see you as well.
Darren, Skye and Carmen on East Coast Radio.